So we're asking you to talk connection with your loved one, and you don't have the validation of anything else telling you, not even a medium telling you that they're there, and you know that they're there. That's when you got it. That's when you have it. That's when you have the ability to really start having that connection on your own and really building that from there. Because the truth is, everybody has this gift. Everybody has the gift of mediumship, but it really just depends on the openness. And that's another question that I'm asked constantly is like, how did you know? Or like, you know, and it's just like, I was a baby. I was just born open. Some people are just born. They're just born to do this. By the way, I think people are trying to call in, but I don't answer the phone during Sunday service. I answer the phone during my regular show, which is from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday nights. So just letting you know, whoever's trying to get through, I don't answer the phone on Sunday because it's Sunday. It's Sunday. And I just let the Sunday ride and have it have a clear channel and whatever needs to be said or come out and let it flow. But Tuesdays are the days that I do take. I'll take calls. I will take song requests, do live readings. If you want to talk on the air, if you have whatever it is, we're game. Because we have more time, because it's 6 to 8 p.m. So we have an abundance of time. So I have more time to be able to connect with callers on Tuesday. So 6 to 8 p.m. if you want to call in. And Sundays from 1 to 2, we have an extra hour. I don't pick up the phone because we don't have that. For one, we don't have enough time. And two, it's Sunday. Really, it's I'm leaving a clear channel. Clear channel. So, yeah. So we're going to get on with the channeling very soon. Let's put on a high vibe-y song so we can get spirit going. You like that? Yeah, that's how we do it. We put on a high vibe-y music, high vibe-y song. So spirit's like, I'm down. I'm down to dance. I'm down to deliver. I'm down to have this. Ooh, this is really good. Guess what I'm going to put on next? Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Stay tuned.
I said, hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? I said, hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
Hello, I love you. Hi, this is Mariah Merle Knight, the Boss Medium, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are getting in. We are getting it going. You ready? Are you ready for some channeling? This is where the magic happens, dear beautiful souls. This is where the vibration and the frequency go up, 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 up. This is where the magic is. This is where all the magic is, right here, right now. On the Paranormal Playground Sounds with the Boston Medium. Let's just take a few moments to give grateful thanks to everything that's going on right now. Giving grateful thanks to being in the studio, to being on WMFO, to being here, to living in the best life possible, to just feeling good and feeling magical and just feeling excellence all around and just playfulness and beauty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for the infinite possibilities of joy. So right now I make myself an open conduit for spirit to come through and channel the good word. Channel the good word and the good source of spirit right now here on this beautiful Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. As we tap in, Infinite Spirit would like you to understand the love that is emanating to you and the love that is surrounding you right now in this moment. Spirit would like you to understand how vivacious your energy, how much energy you have, the abundance of energy right now that is within your heart, the endless infinite health that is within inside of you, the endless infinite health that is right here right now in the superhuman being and lifting up to the highest potential right here right now. You see, we're opening up and we're discovering something that has never been done before. We're opening up and we're discovering something within ourselves through our body temples. We allow ourselves to say yes to magic through our body temples. We say yes to this greater good of excellence that is emerging through us right now. You see, this greater good, this greater magic. See, this magic that we're dealing with is a magic and purpose to serve the others. See, that's a purpose and serve everyone around us. See, when we're given this beautiful magic, it is to be able to hold ourselves accountable, take responsibility, create our lives and create our own realities, and to create magic everywhere we go as we do this, because it is a simultaneous job. Ooh, it is a simultaneous job that you have. A simultaneous job that when you take care of yourself and when you love yourself, it goes out into the world. A simultaneous job when you love yourself and you take care of yourself, it goes out into the world and it goes out with magic. And everyone that you know, everyone that sees you, everyone that is around you, you see, they learn from example, not by force. When you are standing alone every time, when you take a stand, when you stand up for what you believe in, and when you are alone and no one has your back, you have no platoon, you have no army, you have no team. You are there on your own, but you do what you know, what you should do in your heart. You put up with the good fight. You are the good fight. You deliver the good fight. When you have this in your heart, and then when people try to bring you down, you have to understand right now, dear souls and beautiful angels of light, you have to understand that it is not personal when they try to bring you down. Because they're bringing themselves down. They've already brought themselves down. You have to understand this. So when they see you getting out of the self-sabotage, when they see you getting out of the jail cell, when they see you freeing yourself from the shackles, when they see you saying no to everyone around you and saying yes to yourself, when they see you saying yes to yourself, their first reaction is to bring you down, to bring you back to where they are, because they cannot do that for themselves. You have to understand that everything that everybody can do for you is a limited incongruency to what they can do for themselves. So if that's all they're doing is bringing themselves down, you better believe they're getting ready to bring you down right after. But it is in the space where we don't lose focus, we don't lose our cool, and we don't get angry. We see it for what it is. Because what happens is when they realize they can't bring you down, and they realize you're standing tall, and they realize in your heart you keep speaking the word, even though they say you're not speaking the word of truth, even though they say you're wrong, even though they say you're not right, and you're not saying the truth. You're not living by my rules. You're not living by my world. And you take back your freedom and you said, yes, I am. And you do it. They have no choice but to follow you. You see, they have no choice but to sit back and say, damn, I want that. Damn, how can I get that? See, after all their efforts of trying to pull you down, bring you down, and it don't work, the next thing they gotta do is they gotta yield to you. They must yield to you. Afterwards, it doesn't work. After it doesn't work, they must bow down to your royalty and to your throne, because that is all that's left. When you love yourself, when you know within your heart you are doing what you are supposed to do without any backup, without any validation, without anybody to help you or catch you when you fall and you catch yourself, they have no choice because they see you standing strong. No matter what, they shall follow. Woo! And when they say they shall follow, you see, the moment we say things that feel good to people, make us feel, they feel good about themselves, make them love and inspires, that's when we're right. You ever notice that? That's when we're right. But the moment we say something that they don't agree with, and the moment we start rubbing them the wrong way, all of a sudden we're not right. All of a sudden it ain't true. All of a sudden we are not speaking our truth once they get offended. Now all of a sudden it's something we've done. So you have to understand, it ain't personal. Your power, your light is offensive in its own. Only because, not because people are hating on you and they're jealous. Well, yes, jealousy comes with that, but that is a lower level reason to justify why people are acting up. You got to get in a higher level reason and see what it really is that they do that to themselves. They dismiss their own power. You see, we're all reflections of each other. So whatever anyone's doing to us, they're doing to themselves. Whatever they're accusing you, whatever you're being accused of, they're doing that. They're doing that. Everything that irks us and we don't like about other people, we don't like about ourselves. So as we go into life and we understand and we deliver compassion, this is why compassion is so important. I remember going into spiritual practicing. I remember doing this work. And the one thing I said to myself, I remember vividly remember being in a class. It was an actual, this was years, decades ago. And they said, what quality do you want to learn most? And I said, I want to learn compassion most. I ain't got none. I ain't got time for people and their craziness. But you realize it is the most beautiful, powerful tool you can possibly have. That's why I wanted it, because I knew compassion was the answer. That's why I wanted it, because I knew getting to that place of loving, getting to that place where we're removing offense and seeing things for what they really are and seeing other people's pains and empathizing with them and understanding what they must be going through and how much hurt they're feeling. And it is a projection onto them. And what a good life I have. So why should I get out of shape? Except use what I have for good and love and send love back instead of hate. We have enough of this. We have enough retaliation and anger and madness in the world. all things are beautiful. All things are light. All things are within you. You are this magnetic, beautiful energy. You have the ability to heal. You have the ability to say, no, I'm not going to cancel you because of who you're voting for, what you believe in. No, I'm not going to sit here and shame and blame you for what you've done. No, I don't have to put up with it. No, I don't have to allow it. But I don't have to carry that with me. I can be a loving human being. I can really, really shine. I can really, really take that anger and turn it into alchemy, turn it into a higher vibration, turn it into good, turn it into peace, love, generosity, magic, healing, purity. I can really take all of these things. You see, the poison we transfer to other people can only be poisoned if we are letting the infection go. You can stop the infection. You can stop the poison at any time. You see, because it's like one person angers someone, makes them sad, and hurts another. They're carrying that anger, and then they carry that to the next. They carry that to the next. They carry that to the next. You could be the person who stops it. You stop it from spreading. And you say, instead, I'm going to be the cure. I'm going to be the medicine. And I'm going to spread the healing and the love instead. I'm going to spread the gorgeousness, the beauty. I'm going to spread the good word. I am going to spread that DNA of freedom. I am going to spread the magic. I'm going to be light and love, beauty and harmony. I'm going to be joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, you are loved. I am loved. We are loved. You are loved. I am loved. We are love. You are loved. I am loved. We are love. You see, we're all here in this magnificent beauty. This magnificent of time and space. Colors and creation. And we can feel one another telepathically. And we have this magnificent ability to invent things and invent things for humankind and invent things for human beings to continuously grow and enjoy this planet. You see, that's really the source we have within us, is to create more things so we can enjoy this beautiful, beautiful planet together. Because life is good. And when life is good, you get more things that are good. Oh, about life. You are the sunshine that shines every day. Magnificence. God, love, joy, peace, creativity. Let it be here with you. And let your beauty shine, 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 shine. Shine and even shine into the afterlife where your spirits come here, where your spirits are here sending you the signals, sending you the messages, sending you help like an SOS, sending you all the joy, sending you beauty and magnificence wherever you go, sending the beautiful love that surrounds you. You are the magic. Let the love shine, shine, shine. Let the love fly, fly, fly. And let all the good be here. Amen, amen, amen. You are so beautiful. All of you listening, all of you who joined me on Sunday service, all of you who are here and took the time for yourself. See, this is a time for yourself. This isn't you tuning in and listening to me and being entertained. Maybe you are being entertained too at the same time, which is awesome. But also, you took a moment for yourself to open yourself up this week
to let something greater in. And you took time this week to hear a message that you needed to hear. You tuned in to the universe. You tuned in to the Angels Radio. Angels Radio. Angels Radio. You tuned in to the Angels Radio. We just invented Angels Radio right here, right now. I've just taken a deep breath and taken this all in. We are here till 2 p.m. playing music and spreading love. I don't know what else to tell you except this is where it's at. Love. And igniting the spirit within you. What a beautiful life this is. What a beautiful day. This is just such a beautiful existence. A wild, magic existence. And I love being here. I love life. I love being on Earth, and I love talking to all of you. I'm smiling from ear to ear because your souls are so beautiful and I can feel it. It's so intense and magical, just like all of you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And we're here for another, you know, we're here for another half hour. 2 p.m. on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Stay tuned.
Let me tell you that I love you. You are shining like the stars above me. You know you're the only one for me. Let me put my arms around you. You make me happy since the day I found you. You make me happy full of fun and fancy free. When I walk you home from school, you talk about the ABCs. But when we're out beneath the moon, you talk about the birds and bees. Well, let me tell you that I love you. You know I'll always be around without you. You know you're the only one for me. But when we're up beneath the moon, you talk about the ABCs. Well, let me tell you that I love you. Your eyes are shining like the stars above you. You know you're the only one for me.
something you never have seen. A man play a death on a violin. It's too bad. It's too. Listen to that old violin. A quick bang and a shaking bow. A super heel and a tick or toe. It's too bad. It's too bad. Never have seen a man play death on a violin. It's too bad. It's too. Listen to that old violin. Quick fangle and a shaking bow. A super heel and a tick or toe. It's too bad. It's too bad.
In a pink nightgown, sandals and white socks. She don't mind a baseball game in the middle of the lightning and the rain. She's a pain in my brain, drives me insane, but I love her just the same. Boys, love her just the same. Something in the water, something in the water. What makes her crazy? I don't know, never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. She does her makeup and hair, could cook fried chicken in her underwear. She drinks malt liquor for lunch and dinner and sends me running scared. She yells, she screams, and she beats me, but I don't mind the way she treats me. She'll someday lead to my death, I know, but I stay with her just the same. Boys, stay with her just the same. Something in the water, something in the water. What makes her crazy? I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. But there must be something in the water. So fine, shake the watermelon off the vine. She'll blow you a fist, throw you a kiss, and you'll thank her every time. They're all so crazy and beautiful, but I tell you the woman is never dull. They'll break your back, give you a heart attack, but you need them just the same, boy. Need them just the same. Something in the water, there's something in the water. Makes her crazy, I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. What makes her crazy, I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. Yep. must be something in the water. There must be something in the water.
Singing presently up in Salt.
Well, you know I ain't heard no singing yet.
You just get a load of this on you. Lord, dee dee da da da.
Oh, is that it?
Well, that's part of it. That's the prelude. Now we sing. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud.
Oh, you mean your old Uncle Dud down on home there with his feet in the mud?
I don't mean Uncle Dud's pap and his feet's really in the mud. And what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hands, just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat their feet on the Mississippi mud. Time by clapping their hands, just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet.
So you done jumped up and got me beating my feet.
And the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend, and where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
You wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black and mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. So his parents brought him to the chapel when he was only one day old. And the priest blessed the little fellow, welcomed Jimmy to the fold.
All the chapel bells were ringing, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. Many friends were gathered in the chapel, and many tears of joy were shed in June on a Sunday morning when Jimmy and his bride were wed.
All the chapel bells were ringing. 'Twas a great day in his life, 'cause the song that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away. Silent people gathered in the chapel to say farewell to their old friend, whose life had been like a flower, budding, blooming till the end.
Just a lonely bell was ringing, farewell that it was seen to our good old Jimmy Brown and the little congregation. Prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not to temptation. May his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
Welcome back to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium, here on our perfect, perfect special edition of Sunday Service. Woo! I hope you all enjoyed this show. I hope you all enjoyed this show. I hope you enjoyed all the playlist and everything we had, because that was the Platters with Three Bells. Johnny Cash ring. No, that was, oh, Johnny Cash, Man in Black. It says Ring of Fire. We'll fix that. Bix Biederbeck. Mississippi Mud. I had some Mississippi songs here. Pokey LaForge, Something in the Water. Yeah. The Mississippi Sheiks, Jazz Fiddler, one of my favorite, The Platters, Red Sails in the Sunset, The Nutmegs, let me tell you. Oh, speaking of nutmeg, so hungry. So, I'm not even on anything. Okay, now it gets towny. Anyway, you are so loved. You are brilliant and full of life and joy and magic. And I just adore you. I adore all of you. Life is playful. And today was just phenoms. Like, it was definitely phenomenal. I loved all the channeling. I loved everything that needed to be said. Everything that's coming out. All things that were spirit and loving, and let's getting into a high loving vibration. And then we get to play magical music. This is a miracle. This is just everything I could possibly ask for. I'm so grateful to be here. You have no idea. I love it here. I love being on the air. I love communicating like this. I love everything about it. I am so unbelievably grateful, and I'm so unbelievably grateful for all of you. Thank you for tuning in and being here with me every week, Sunday, Tuesday, or whenever I sub. Speaking of, I will be here Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. That's right, 2 hours all summer, and then I have an hour every week on Sunday at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Yes, this is real. Yes, it's miraculous, and I love you. Thank you. We're not... It's all good. It's all well. Please actually feel free to contact me if you are interested in a private reading. You can contact me on Facebook, if on Boston Medium, my main page, and then Mariah the Boston Medium is my Boston Medium page. And you can contact me, find me on Instagram. Not really active that much on Instagram, but I will answer your messages as soon as I can. Well, not as soon as I can. I will answer your messages ASAP. Yep, this is just a brilliant day. Beauty, love. And we're opening. Yes, we're going to have. I'm bringing back free psychic medium readings. I think I have one scheduled this Tuesday. If not, the line will be open. I'll let you know if it's open. But yes, this is going to be exciting all over again. We're doing it. We are doing it. I love you so, so much. I love you to the moon and back. So just remember this week what we talked about in opening up love, the portals of love, compassion, understanding. These are very high-strung times, you know. Things with politics, and the media, more media. So many people having disagreements and arguments about so many things that we miss the point. We really do. It just goes right past us, and our life just flies by because, you know, we chose to spend it bickering. And why? And you know what? It's your choice. You have free will and it's your choice. You can either spend your life bickering and arguing and being miserable because that's your free will, or you could spend it in goody goodness and love and joy and transferring magic to each other, transferring love to each other, transferring beauty to each other, spreading that around and having a very fulfilled, abundant, magical life. So, I hope you got what you needed in this hour. I hope you got what you came for and you heard what spirit needed to say. And I am so blessed to be a part of your journey and your life. And thank you. Thank you. You help me as I help you, as we all help each other, and as spirit helps us. We are the Sovereign Three. Sovereign Three is right. All the magic that is going on. Anyway, so much love. I'm going to leave you here with the Platters with a version of Mac the Knife, which is pretty awesome. That song's pretty dope. So until next time, I love you, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tough Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium.
She could hear, wish I knew, if she knew what I'm dreaming of.
Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's my love.
Whippoorwill, whippoorwill, you and I know.
Oh, Tammy, oh, Tammy, you can't let him go. Soft and warm, I long for her charms. I'd sing like a violin if you were in my arms. I wish I knew if she knew what I'm dreaming of. Oh, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
Send you a letter from the front line. A place and applause and some good advice. some special drug. I need cigarettes. There's killers behind us, devils ahead, send protection. I will drown in this city. I